Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with, I don't want to work, is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Alexis DeAngicoli, your host of Expressive Espresso. And today I wanted to talk about buying locally and supporting your community. Also, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you definitely need to. I am at LexCole33 on Instagram, or you can follow the hashtag SipThePodcast. And I made a special announcement on Tuesday, which is the project that I have been working on is a book, and it's actually titled Sip This Hustle. And basically, Sip This Hustle is for full-time employees to remain focused. It's a productive guide while you are sipping your hustle and you are trying to remain focused. This book I've been working on for about a year, honestly. And I didn't want to say anything because I wanted it to be real. And so now that it is real and it's here, it'll be available January 8th. However, I will be taking pre-orders very soon. So if you want to join me with the countdown of the new website, you can follow me on Instagram at LexCole33 and also the hashtag SipThePodcast, or now the hashtag SipThisHustle. And once again, I'm recording this on Thanksgiving, but I am thankful for everybody who decides to tune in and listen to Expressive Espresso. All right, so let's get started. Purchasing locally rather than through big box stores like Walmart, Target, undeniably stimulates your local economy. And many small economies stand tall and strong. Chances are even better that our national economy as a whole would whip into shape. Stimulating your local economy decreases the amount of financial hardships in the area because local business owners are thriving. In turn, this decreases the amount of layoffs, foreclosures, and so on. Buying your goods locally can have a snowball effect for the economy as a whole. You can also benefit when your local economy is thriving. But regardless of the economy, you also stand to receive many other wallet-friendly benefits when you buy locally. Let's start with the first point. No middleman. Where there's a middleman, there's always an added cost. Wholesalers have the name for a reason. They sell at rock-bottom prices. If a middleman gets in the way, the price will be raised for no apparent reason to the retailer. Therefore, your cost as a consumer will increase. When you buy local, the entire process from conception to production to packaging is handled by the nice folks in your very own town. Second, competitive pricing. So it's tough to keep up with Walmart, but if local businesses want to keep their cash flow going, they often compete by offering quality service and fair pricing. Though this means a lower profit margin for the business owner, it means higher savings for the consumer, which is you. Next, we have quality. Big box stores don't worry themselves about offering quality merchandise. After all, if one customer complains, their bottom line remains the same. However, quality is a vital factor in local trade. So let's say, for example, if you purchase a wedding veil from a local vendor, the vendor will generally do their best to craft only the best quality. This is because their business depends on the vitality of word of mouth. Therefore, in their eyes, one customer wronged is 10 customers lost. Next, you want to think about warranties. Go ahead, you can admit it. The warranties offered by national chains are often cryptic and self-serving. It seems that there may be a possible attempt to sabotage the chances of any customer getting a repair done under warranty. But local businesses are different. They need to offer customer-friendly warranties in order to generate local buzz. Like I said before, word of mouth is the lifeblood of most locally owned businesses. and offering attractive warranties is one of the best ways to hook a customer. The next and final point is energy conservation. In many states, the cost of gas has increased to well over $3 a gallon. And if the resources you require can be found in your neighborhood, you save money on gas. Not only are you saving money on gas, but you're also contributing to the decrease in pollution. Oh, as you're shopping for Black Friday, either this evening or actually tomorrow, buying local has many advantages. You're helping locally owned businesses maintain their livelihood. And by doing so, you're doing your part in increasing the odds that the business will be around for generations to come. With that being said, I'm going to explain 10 simple ways to connect with your neighbors. And I mean your actual neighbors, but also you never know who has a business in your neighborhood. For example, my neighbor next door has a hemp business. And, you know, as CBD oil and hemp is on the rise, I connected with her just to, you know, support locally. I have a few benefits of getting to know your neighbors. One is, of course, making new friends. And it can be difficult to make friends as we get older. Exploring your immediate surroundings creates a lot of new prospects. Just living in the same place already gives you something in common. Two, exchanging support. Knowing your neighbors pays off when you need advice about how to water your lawn or you want to borrow a wrench. You can help each other save time and money. Three, staying safe. Whether you organize an official neighborhood watch or keep an eye out for each other, close communities discourage crime. You'll make your homes and streets safer. And finally, building a community. The biggest advantage may be feeling like you belong. You'll be happy to come home each evening when you like and trust the family who lives next door. As Expressive Espresso would have it, how do you connect with your neighbors? Well, let's start with this one. Take a walk. When you're driving your car, it's difficult to stop and chat. Try traveling around your area on foot, wave and say hello to anyone you see. Comment on the weather or strike up a conversation if they seem friendly. The reason I'm laughing is we try this. You have to use discretion with this because some of your neighbors may not be happy to greet you. Others may. So you just have to use discretion when doing this. That was a true moment that my husband and I had. The second one is hang out. If just being visible can help, if your house has a front porch or a yard, use it for reading and eating. If not, look for shared spaces like community rooms or pools. Third, you want to participate on Nextdoor. So this is actually an app you can register for. So it's called Nextdoor. And Nextdoor is a social network where you can stay informed about your neighborhood. Four, you want to ask questions. Are you looking for recommendations for a plumber or a dermatologist? Your neighbors will probably appreciate a chance to share their knowledge, especially if you return the favor. Next, you want to volunteer your services. Charity runs and food drives are a great way to meet other people who care about your community. Contact a group that sounds interesting or check with your local volunteer clearinghouse. Six, gather contact information. It's easier to stay in touch when you have someone's name and phone number. Volunteer to put together an online resource where anyone can keep their details updated if they want to. A simple Google form will be fine. Seven, adopt a dog. Pets are surefire icebreakers. Let your dog introduce you to someone new at the local park or coffee shop with an outdoor patio. Eight, you want to schedule play dates. Children can help too. You might meet other parents while walking your younger sons or daughters to the school bus or shopping for clothes. Follow up by making plans to get together soon. Nine, you want to throw a party. Entertaining can be easy. Invite a few neighbors over at a time for small dinners. Organize a potluck or a picnic where everyone can share the work. And finally, you want to set a goal. Setting a specific goal may help you to stay on track. You could aim to speak with one new neighbor a week or organize a book club within the next month. Developing positive relationships with your neighbors is an easy way to feel happier and more secure. reach out and see what happens. You might make a new friend or at least have someone to say hello to each morning. This has been the Thanksgiving edition episode, and I just want you to keep in mind some of the tips that I've named as far as buying locally and connecting with your neighbors. You just never know what you may find. And of course, please use discretion. Everybody may not be so friendly, you know, to talk or things like that. So just please use your discretion with that. And until we meet again, I hope you have a great week.